Last Thursday's beginner class also threw up a second point, which I think is well worth sharing with anybody who's teaching Tai Chi or who wants to learn to teach Tai Chi. And what made this class special was that a couple of my improving students, people who have been with me either in their second year or longer, gladly gave up some of their time to come to help out with the beginners. Now, I'd been inviting everybody to come and do this because when teaching the beginners on my own, there are many places in the form where if we're practicing as a group, the students can't see what I'm doing, especially with my hands, and the body just gets in the way. Either my body or their body, but either way, they end up blindsided. And after several weeks of comically shuffling around the class partway through the form, some of my improving students, agreed to come down on a Thursday and to assist. And so, what a wonderful difference it made to the beginners. And in my mind, hey, they're doing me a huge favour. They're doing the beginners a huge favour, because the beginners get more opportunity to see what's going on. They get to see other people who are learning and get a sense that they too can accomplish this. And it's also a big favour to me, partly because I'm still crocked with my left knee at the moment, as that seems to have no end in sight, sadly. But also because it frees me up to, instead of just demonstrating all the time, I can be more mobile, knee notwithstanding, but I can wander around the group and provide more feedback than I was able to do when it was just me. And I always think it's important to give something back to the improvers in return for this. Thinking of yin yang and always about balance. And what worked for me and my teacher when it was my turn, and what I'm doing with my improvers who come along to the beginners class, is during the scheduled break, spending time with them on any topic of their choice to do with Tai Chi. And then after the class, being available, if there's anything else they want to talk about and look about, until they're satisfied, until they're ready to leave. That might take 10 minutes, it might take an hour, it might take 2 hours, as it actually did this time round. We were at it till about 11 o'clock on Thursday night. But if they were willing to give so generously of their time, how could any teacher do any less?